It's Tuesday, September 30th, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines. Mass graves have been discovered near Ukraine's embattled eastern city of Donetsk. A group of pro-Russia rebels claim they found the decomposing corpses of four fellow separatists and a mine worker. The men all had their hands tied and internal organs removed, and some of them had been decapitated. A medical examiner confirmed they were each shot multiple times in the head and body. The rebels say there are likely dozens more bodies buried in the area, and that Ukrainian troops are to blame. An oil spill in central Chile is threatening the wildlife and local fishing industry. Some 800 gallons of crude leaked from a state-run tanker in the coastal Quintero region on Thursday. Residents and fishermen have pitched in to help rescue penguins and birds covered in sludge, and the government has sent 700 people to handle cleanup operations. Environmental experts are investigating the cause of the spill and if there's any legal recourse. Venezuela's government is using a new fingerprinting system to monitor customers at six state-run supermarkets, tires, and garbage bins. Officials say it will help stop smugglers and hoarders from stocking up on the limited number of subsidized goods. A consequence of soaring inflation rates and a decade and a half of currency controls.
Authorities want to move them to a settlement outside of Athens, but a spokesman for the community
say the measure
won't be effective
in remedying the problem.
Is too cold and doesn't have basic amenities.
Members of a radical
Myanmar
Muslim
wants
organization
to give conditional
have gone on
citizenship
trial in Belgium
to 1.1 million
charges.
Rohingya people.
Prosecutors are accusing
but the consequences
the group
of refusing
Belgium
the offer are concerning.
Brainwashing and sending
young Muslims, members of the Muslim minority, would be granted citizenship only if they reclassify themselves as leading
Bengali.
A terrorist
Those who refuse or
only don't
of
have
them
the appropriate
present
documents
would be placed
Monday,
in so-called
many others are believed
camp.
To be fighting or
Myanmar's
have died
foreign minister
Syria.
Made the first
the
public reference to the plan at the UN General Assembly on Monday.
Authorities believe it
human rights
to
offer would drive more people from their village,
the ones who return,
adding
to
the almost 140,000 Rohingya displaced by ethnic violence and living in squalid camps.
Check out the YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
A school in southern Poland is feeding underprivileged children with food that was meant to be exported to Russia. Moscow announced a one-year embargo on Western food products after it was hit by sanctions for aggravating Ukraine's conflict.
20 cases yesterday, 40 cases today, and you know that tomorrow it's going to be
have donated their products to food banks, one of which has supplied the school with the extras.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. for the next 12 issues send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. My email is ocdaustin@yahoo.com, and the website is outcastradio.net. You can also check me out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Let's go to the website, outcastradio.net, and here are the headlines making news. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson resigns. Hong Kong protests why the Umbrella Revolution will explain. The Beheading PSYOP talks about the psychology behind all the beheadings. The Great White Shark attacks the Great White Shark, and an impressive view of Mount Ontai, the volcano that erupted in Japan. And if you get a chance, do check out those two videos. It's amazing to watch a Great White Shark attack another Great White Shark right in front of the boat. And the volcano that erupted in Japan is impressive, to say the least. But we begin tonight with a story that is breaking all around the country, and of course we're talking about the Ebola and the Ebola breakout in the Dallas area, which is making headlines as we speak. I'm going to pull it up for you right now. You're not going to believe this. My window just minimized. Don't you hate it when your window minimizes? All right, my window has unminimized. It's now maximized, and I'm expanding my window. Five Dallas independent school students may have had contact with Ebola patient. That's the latest to come down. And apparently what's going on is that the Dallas School District is deciding what they need to do. Five Dallas Independent School District students at four schools may have had contact with the Ebola patient in Dallas and stayed home from school as a precaution, according to a district email sent to employees today. The kids themselves, according to the report, are not showing any symptoms, but keep in mind it has an incubation period of up to 21 days. The students were not named at Tasby Middle School, Hotchkiss Elementary School, Dan R. Rogers Elementary, and Conrad High School. The schools are in the Vickery Meadow area of northeast Dallas, where many refugee families and other immigrants have settled into apartments. Dallas Independent School District is also monitoring Lowe Elementary, since it is also connected with Tasby. Mickey Terrell, a Conrad volunteer who lives in downtown Dallas, said news was spreading around the school that the man with Ebola lived or was visiting family nearby. He said, it's just getting around just a few minutes ago. I've kept my hands to myself. Superintendent Mike Miles said during an afternoon news conference that impacted the schools would have additional health professionals and custodial staff. He said the district was informed this morning by the Dallas County Health and Human Services of the five students who have come in contact with the Ebola patient. They possibly may have had contact with the patient over the weekend. Tammy Brown, a mother of two students at Conrad, drove to pick up her daughter from a doctor's appointment, and she was greeted by a closed gate. And we have the latest from Governor Rick Perry. He addressed the Ebola issue concerning five Dallas independent school districts who may have come in contact with Ebola. None are sick at this moment. Here's the latest from Rick Perry.
patient was admitted to this hospital on September the 28th, subsequently tested positive for Ebola. Today we learned that some school-aged children have been identified as having had contact with the patient and are now being monitored at home for any signs of the disease. But let me assure, these children have been identified and they are being monitored, and the disease cannot be transmitted before having any symptoms. There are few places in the world better equipped to meet the challenge that is posed in this case. Texas is one of only 13 states certified by the CDC to conduct diagnostic Ebola testing. The highly qualified men and women of Texas Health Presbyterian are doing everything in their power to deliver the very best care for this patient. They have been and they will continue to be in close contact with federal, state, and local officials to ensure the public safety.
That is Governor Rick Perry concerning the Ebola patient who has had contact with kids. And another story that just broke, I didn't realize this. Dallas ambulance crew, the one that brought the Ebola patient to the hospital, not only has the ambulance been quarantined, but the crew has been quarantined. Here's the latest from Dallas concerning the ambulance crew.
Those directly exposed to this man were the Dallas Fire Rescue ambulance crew members who rushed him to the hospital on Sunday. Chopper 5 got this shot this evening. NBC 5 has confirmed this is the ambulance that man rode in. It has been cordoned off and taken out of service as a precaution. That ambulance belongs to Fire Station 37, just east of 75 and North Park Center. Our Ben Russell is live there with that part of the story. Ben, what else do you know?
Well, I know, Meredith, that that ambulance you just showed there, it would ordinarily be parked right here in Fire Station 37. The one that replaced it is out on a service call right now. But we do know that that same ambulance was in service until this morning. The crew that worked it, they thought they were going to come back to work tomorrow. But now that's all changed.
What we can confirm is that the paramedics from Firehouse 37 exposed to Ebola are off the job tonight. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings.
Our firefighters are in quarantine that took this guy to the hospital. Our ambulance is in quarantine.
Chopper 5 found that quarantined ambulance. It has been taken out of service as a precaution. NBC 5 has asked how many other patients have ridden in that same ambulance since that Ebola patient. So far, no answer. As for the EMS team,
we will place them into isolation per Dallas County and CDC recommendations to monitor them for any effects of any symptoms of the disease showing up. And so they'll actually be isolated at home doing self-monitoring, looking for fever and those kind of things.
NBC 5 has confirmed the crew will be kept out of work for several days. If they do develop symptoms, their level of isolation will be stepped up. And the crew that is on duty tonight would not speak on camera. They do tell me they're confident their co-workers are going to be okay. Their only concern, they say, is for other people who may have been exposed by this one Ebola patient. We just don't know it yet. Live in Dallas, Ben Russell, NBC 5.
So once again, five Dallas independent school students may have had contact with the Ebola patient. None are sick. Five independent school district students at four schools may have come in contact with the Ebola patient in Dallas and stayed home from school as a precaution, according to the district email sent to employees. The kids are not showing symptoms of having the virus. And again, the schools include Tasby Middle School, Hotchkiss Elementary School, Dan D. Rogers Elementary, Concord High School, and these schools are in the Vickery Meadow area in the northeast section of Dallas, where many refugee families and other immigrants have settled into apartments. The question I have is, at what point is the president and the administration going to finally ban all flights from West Africa and the countries that are feeling the effects of this pandemic in their countries? We have a possibility of six people now having Ebola. We have a confirmation of two that do have Ebola. And apparently this patient did come in contact with five independent school district students. But my question is, why is it that the administration is not banning all flights into the United States? And why is our border wide open? I mean, think about this scenario. What if some of these terrorists were to contract this epidemic, this plague, this Ebola, and come over our border. I mean, if they're willing to kill themselves to have 72 virgins, why wouldn't they contract this disease? Why is our border wide open? Why is it that flights from Western Africa are still allowed in this country? How come there hasn't been a ban on all flights from Africa? Many countries in the EU no longer allow any flights to come in. And what pilot in his right mind for any American airline would want to fly to West Africa at this point? Just a few questions, food for thought. Here's the phone number. Let's get it going. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Friends or family need heart work? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175. Asia RunLikeHillGuide.com announces a limited-time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. Asia RunLikeHillGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Alrighty then, this is Outcast Radio. I am OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Email is ocdaustin@yahoo.com if you want to drop me a line. Well, the latest is that Secret Service Director Julia Pearson resigns, and the reason I want you to check out this story is not because she resigned. I want you to check out that haircut. I don't know where she got her hair done or who her hairdresser is, but it looks like something from Hazel. Do you remember that sitcom Hazel about the maid from the 1960s? She's got that beehive going. But anyway, that's where we're going to start in this segment. Apparently, the Secret Service Director, Julia Pearson, has resigned in large part because of that one guy who got over the fence and into the White House. Here's the latest from the resignation of Julia Pearson.
Julia Pearson, head of the Secret Service, has resigned. This is just coming to us from the White House and from our White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, and that President Obama has accepted. So, Ronald Kessler, you and I breaking the news to the nation that she's out. Your reaction?
Thank God.
We have Jim Acosta. Forgive me. Are we going to Jim?
Hi, Brooke. That's right. If you can hear me, I do have the statement from Secretary Johnson about Julia Pearson. It says right there at the top today, Julia Pearson, the director of the U.S. Secret Service, offered her resignation, and I accepted it. I salute her 30 years of distinguished service to the Secret Service and the nation. But, Brooke, you could see that this was starting to develop all day long. Elijah Cummings, the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, really got the ball rolling earlier this morning when he said that if she could not restore confidence to that agency, that he would like to see her step aside. Then Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, said that she basically agreed with Elijah Cummings' assessment of the situation. In the last several minutes, I was talking to a key Democratic official who essentially said that her job was in jeopardy, and then this email came through. This all happened very quickly, obviously, because in part because of her testimony yesterday. I talked to a number of people up on Capitol Hill, aides to various congressmen up on Capitol Hill, and to people inside the administration who just felt that her testimony was not inspiring, it was not reassuring, and that was part of the reason for her departure, Brooke.
There you go. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson resigns. Let's go to Rich in Alabama. Hello, Rich. What's going on?
Hi, I was watching the Boob Tube tonight on CBS, and they had this premiere nighttime drama called CSI Louisiana, where the hurricane hit back in 2005.
You're talking about CSI New Orleans and Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Go ahead.
Exactly. And the first thing I thought about was, one, the night that came on was the same, basically the same day that they announced that there was a possible first person coming down with this, contracting this Ebola. And myself, when I was in the Army back in, I was stationed in Hawaii, back around, I think it was 82, and there was this TV drama called For Love and Honor, and it was about a company in Fort Bragg. And I think it was on for about 2 months, and then they had this episode that evening where they were all on, you know, with their parachutes, and they were on a C-130, and they didn't know where they were headed. And the next morning, I believe the grenade invasion took place. So,
let's recap here for a second. Are you telling me, while you were watching CSI New Orleans, because I know it's a new CSI franchise, that they were actually talking about Ebola during the premiere episode this week?
It wasn't Ebola. It was the plague. The plague from the from medieval times, but basically what they were saying is, you know, in this drama last night, there was a naval ship and a couple guys died from it, and it turned out that the doctor had money, and there was a doctor that had money invested in pharmaceutical, and he was going to a meeting where all these doctors from all over the world that deal in these types of diseases, and apparently they figured out what he was going to do was infect these doctors, and they were going to go back to their respective countries, and then it would spread all over the world. And he had the antidote for it, basically. So I thought that was all, you know, kind of coincidental.
Well, I'll give you another coincidental. This is another story nobody's talking about. When you go back to MH17 from 2 months ago,
yes.
They were going to a conference on Ebola, and there was at least one, if not three, if not more doctors who were going to this world conference on Ebola, and that plane went down. It was a company. It's actually a company out of Austin, because I remember the story.
And it was, I thought it was on AIDS.
I think, I'm not too sure. I think it was on Ebola. If I remember correctly, there's a company out of Austin that deals with plagues. But here's another curious thing that occurred. Robert called me because this story broke on 924, the Ebola story. And this is going way down the rabbit hole. But if you add 9 and 24, it's 33. And if you start really paying attention to the numbers, and I think it's so important during the month of October, because I honestly believe that a shoe, I don't know what that shoe is, but a shoe is going to drop this month, whether it's economic, whether it's this Ebola, whether it's Syria, whatever it is, this is the red month. October is the month when they do all of their deeds, September and October, and now we're in October.
Well, and another thing is... Dr. Carly, who used to be on RBN, she recommended a TV drama called The Stand by Stephen King. And I remember watching a movie of his called Needful Things when I was stationed over in Europe. And after I watched that, I thought to myself, you know what they need to do? They ought to get this video and drop it over Yugoslavia. They break up republics over there to all the different people that were fighting against each other, because that's I thought to myself, I would hope that would, if people watched that, maybe stop fighting each other.
By the way, let me correct myself. I do want to correct myself. It was physicians. They were going to an AIDS HIV conference. It wasn't Ebola. My bad.
So yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. For Love and Honor, it was back in like 1982, and it seemed like it was only on for a couple of months. But all these troops are on their C-130s, and they didn't know where they were going to drop into, and the next day the Grenada invasion took place.
Well, they call it programming for a reason. And they quite often tell you what they're about to do based on the movies. I mean, look at movies like Lucy and Transcendence. Those all tie into the singularity and where we're heading with technology. So, I would keep an eye on the movies and the television shows like CSI New Orleans. Sounds like a good way to go.
Well, God bless. Thanks for taking my call.
God bless you, man. Have a great night. Appreciate you being out there. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. By the way, the Dallas Ebola patient has been identified. His name is Thomas Eric Duncan. He's the man being treated at a Dallas, Texas hospital for Ebola. His half-brother, Wilford Smallwood, told CNN Danielle Garcia, Duncan is the first person to be diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. After the man's diagnosis, the Obama administration is recirculating its guidance on how to respond to the virus. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters Wednesday, in light of this incident, the administration has taken the step of recirculating our guidance to law enforcement agencies. We'll get into that executive order concerning that up next. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. 800-313-9443. All the stories tonight, at least the majority of them, you can find at OutcastRadio.net, including two great white sharks munching on each other. And the video was shot right next to a boat. It's pretty amazing. And the volcano erupting from a new angle, the one that blew over the weekend in Japan. Let's go to the email and see what we've got going on here. Steve writes in, every single criminal invader is allowed into our country and welcome with free benefits, shelter, and food for life. It seems domestic terrorism is used against our people, the descendants of the original settlers. Pete writes he couldn't listen today from Argentina. He'll be back up and running tomorrow. Dean writes in, it's one thing to take over wells. It's another to have the engineers and technicians or even be able to transport these alleged millions in oil revenues. That usually means a shared pipeline. Who are they sharing it with? Let's see some pictures of their wells. That's the question I've had for the last couple of weeks. We come to find out that ISIS is making approximately $2 million a day selling oil to the EU. How is it that a bunch of guys who live in caves are able to run an oil refinery? How are they able to deliver oil? How are they able to get a fleet of brand new Toyotas? The answer, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, UAE, and Jordan. And, of course, us. The gentleman's name who contracted Ebola and is staying in a Dallas hospital. His name is Thomas Eric Duncan. The man recently arrived in the United States from Liberia, and it should have been a huge red flag. That country is one of the hot spots in a large outbreak of Ebola in West Africa. 3,458 cases and 1,830 deaths as of September 23rd, according to the World Health Organization. Other countries affected include Guyana, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone. In total, more than 3,000 people have died in these countries from Ebola, and more than 6,500 have contracted the disease. This summer, two American missionaries who were working in Liberia contracted the virus and were brought back to the United States. The CDC has ramped up a national effort to stem the spread of Ebola, and in September, President Obama spoke at the CDC headquarters in Atlanta. He called the virus a global health and security threat and pledged U.S. assistance to the affected countries to try and stem the tide of disease. What they're doing is they're building a better mousetrap. So a month ago, they built the mousetrap, and now they're providing the cheese. And by the mousetrap, what I'm talking about is President Obama signed an executive order a month ago that if a person is showing respiratory stress, they can be quarantined for that reason and that reason alone. Now, that is one of the symptoms of Ebola. It's not all the symptoms, but respiratory distress can include many ailments, including asthma, COP, and other lung ailments. So the question is this going to be used as a way of getting people quarantined who maybe shouldn't be quarantined? And is this going to absolutely freak out people? And the answer is, it already is. I've got a story, another one I just added to the website. In Dallas, in those school districts I mentioned, parents are now pulling their children out of those schools because they don't want to have their children quarantined. Parents on Wednesday removing their children from a Dallas school where a student may have contracted the Ebola patient or contacted the Ebola patient who was diagnosed on Tuesday. So this Ebola story continues to evolve, but right now we're going to head over to the other side of the world in Hong Kong and the protests that are going on there. The demographic in Hong Kong is very young. 18 to 34 predominates that particular little city. And of course, back in 1997, the English turned it over, the UK turned it over, British rule, to the Chinese. Well, the young people have grown up in a democracy for all intents and purposes, iPhones, the technology that we have here in the West, and they don't want it. They don't want communist China to have anything to do with them. So what they're doing is they're protesting and making sure that the democracy they have in Hong Kong stays where it is. And what they're having is what is called an umbrella revolution. And what it does is it shows the deep contrast between their peaceful demonstration and the police force, just like the police state we have here in the United States. So here's the video. It's called Hong Kong Protests, Why the Umbrella Revolution.
When I saw those scenes, I saw all these citizens with their fragile umbrella fighting against all these armed-to-the-bones policemen with their large-sized pepper gas spray. So it's like a weak person fighting against this machine. So I was very touched by it. And when you look at those umbrellas, it's full of different colors. It's almost like a flexible rainbows. And the policemen, you know, ripped their umbrella away and try to spray into the protesters' face, and that is unacceptable. So I think overnight that umbrella from being a household item suddenly transformed into a symbol of defiances and solidarity.
And when you've seen the response on social media, what have you made of it? Because it has gone right round the globe, hasn't it?
Yes, ever since I put out the so-called Umbrella Revolution logo competition, I mean, the designs are keep pouring in, but actually the competition is a disguise in order to get more people's attention about the situation in Hong Kong. I think everybody need a safe platform to participate. Some people are going to be working in the front line fighting the police, and some can just sit comfortably at home and do a design, and that you never know what effect or how far it will travel.
We're looking at some of those designs as you speak. I mean, you have tracked protest art. I mean, how potent do you think its power is?
Well, I think art can change the world, because when you see the artwork, it mobilizes you emotionally. You know, you feel a connection to it. It's as if somebody's speak out of the problem, and you can see it with your eyes. So I think don't ever estimate the power of art. A national flag is a piece of art. A national anthem is a piece of art. And so everything is art, and everything is politics. Ai Weiwei once said that.
And of course, all of these images have been on social media. It is, I suppose, no surprise the Chinese authorities have interrupted social media over the last few days. I was interested in another line I read that you had said, that it is interesting that the internet has liberated the whole movement. You don't anymore need to just be on the streets of Hong Kong.
No, you don't. I mean, 20 years ago, when we have to learn something, we think we have to be a specific place and time with a specific masters. But nowadays, the internet have changed all that. All you can be anytime, anywhere, and you can still keep track of what's going on. All you need is Wi-Fi and a big pack of battery.
Just a final thought, because you talked about just this household item of the umbrella. You'll be aware that potentially there could be a crackdown from the Chinese. There is all the potential here for that flimsy umbrella to be swept away with quite an authoritarian response.
Yes, if we look at the Chinese Communist Party's history, and you know they are not very good in doing it soft style. So the only way of protecting ourselves is get more social media attentions or press attention internationally. So hopefully we can apply pressure that way, because we have tried creating that pressure from bottom up, and it's not working.
Okay, Dan, we can end it there. Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters heckled the territory's chief executive today during ceremonies to mark the 65th anniversary of the founding of Communist China, with students threatening to ramp up demonstrations if he did not step down. At a flag-raising ceremony, some activists were heard booing the Chinese national anthem. Others turned their back to the flag. Some yelled for the chief executive that stepped down. The ceremony marking China's National Day occurred as tens of thousands of demonstrators continued occupying three main areas in the semi-autonomous Chinese city of Hong Kong in an effort to push Beijing to enact democratic reforms. Also on Wednesday, former Hong Kong Governor Chris Patten called for a new period of genuine consolidation over demands for the greater democracy in the former British colony. Patten, the last British governor before the 1997 handover of the territory to China, added, quote, "I think in order to save face for Beijing and the Hong Kong government, the right thing to do is embark on a new period of consolidation, make it a genuine consolidation, because there are a lot of very moderate people on the pro-democratic side." And just to give you a bit of a timeline, December 84, Britain and China signed a joint declaration going to 1997, and then in 1997, Britain returned Hong Kong to China. You got to say one thing, interesting days in which we live. 800-313-9443.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast.
Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Alrighty then, this is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. The phone number, give me a call, otherwise I just talk to myself all night. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. From the email, ocdaustin@yahoo.com. Jimmy writes in, with all the threats coming at us from all directions, I thought I would suggest a song you might want to play. It's called Raging River of Fear by Captain Beyond. And you would think after programming and doing radio for 30 years, I would know this, but I have never heard of Captain Beyond. Apparently, Jimmy says it's comprised of Roger Evans from Deep Purple, Bobby Caldwell of Johnny Winter, Larry Reinhardt, ex-Iron Butterfly, and Lee Dorman, also of Iron Butterfly. I'll take your word for it. We'll see what we can do. I've got to get a little bit better with the bumpers. I'll get up to speed. In Northern Ohio, my neighbor, this is from Roger, in Northern Ohio, my neighbor just came back from Central Africa and said at the airport, the only concern was looking out for smuggled gold and diamonds. No concern at all about Ebola. I am sure Obama is happy about more news on Ebola and less about ISIL. Or maybe it's to punish Texas for standing up to the NWO. Also, congrats on one of your articles being posted on Rents. Good show. I don't know if it was really one of my articles. I just think he linked on something. I'm not too sure how it happened. It might have just been a freak moment, but I'm glad it happened. Anyway, yeah, you make a good point here about punishing Texas is standing up to the NWO, because if you think about the one state that might be a thorn in the side of the federal government, it would have to be Texas. And keep in mind, it was Rick Perry, the only governor in the United States who actually put troops on the border, and it was 30 days after that he received his indictment for trumped-up charges, in my opinion, concerning the Travis County DA, Lumberg, who was busted for a DUI about 16 months before that. So I don't know. I mean, you know, you can go so far down on the rabbit hole with this one, and then you start getting into fear, and people start freaking out, and what I'm trying to do is just take the emotion out of all of this. Here are the headlines making news. Ebola panic. Parents pull children out of school. Washington Post lead for Thursday, Secret Service agency in turmoil. That would be a day after the head of the agency resigned. And the question is, how bad could it get? U.S. government orders 160,000 hazmat suits may give us a clue. This is from Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge. Now that Ebola is officially in the U.S. on an uncontrolled basis, the two questions on everyone's lips are, who will get sick next and how bad will it get? Well, we don't know the answer to question one yet, but when it comes to the second one, a press release 3 weeks ago from Lakeland Industries, a manufacturer and seller of comprehensive lines of safety garments and accessories for the industrial protective clothing market, may provide some insight into how bad the U.S. State Department thinks it may get. Because when the government buys 160,000 hazmat suits specifically designed against Ebola, just ahead of the worst Ebola epidemic in the history making U.S. landfall, one has to wonder if they know what we don't. And that is from Lakeland Industries, a leading global manufacturer of industrial protective clothing for industry, municipalities, healthcare, and first responders to the federal, state, and local level. Also keep in mind, it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago that I was telling you about this company called Techmira. I did a little research of my own, and when this story first started breaking about Ebola in West Africa, I wanted to see which pharmaceutical companies might benefit. And I found this company called Techmira, and one day after I found it, I was tracking the stock, and it went up about 20 to 30%. Well, if you go back one day, it went up 20, 30% again. So there are companies that are making money from this pandemic, and if you really want to know what's going on, my opinion really hasn't changed. Follow the money. My dad was always right about that. 2 to 3 years could be enough time for Russia to switch to international settlements to the ruble. This according to Andrei Koskin, the head of Russia's second biggest bank. It's called VTB. He said 2 to 3 years is enough not only to launch settlements in rubles, but also to complete these mechanisms. But much will depend on how the banks cope with the task, Koskin said in an interview with a local newspaper. He was the first to put forward the idea of switching to national currencies in international settlements about a decade ago, which means a move to the ruble shouldn't be considered a counter-sanction measure. The problem Russia is having right now is what is called SWIFT. SWIFT is how all transactions are conducted across the globe. And right now, the United States and the EU is discussing the possibility of exempting Russia from any SWIFT transactions. What that would mean is that Russia could not deal in the global market. Also, keep in mind that Russia was kicked out of the G8, and now it's only the G7. The media has reported the possibility of the United States and the EU widening its sanctions to include Russia from the SWIFT global market transfer system. Koskin said the move would be a point of no return and that any further dialogue would be impossible if SWIFT was cut off. He says, quote, if you look at Iran's experience, shutting down SWIFT only happens when all relations, all political, economic, cultural, and even diplomatic moves break down. I don't know how the Western banks could block SWIFT and then expect cooperation in the fight against terrorism and nuclear disarmament. In other words, if you get us out of SWIFT, we're going to up the nuclear arms. However, replacing SWIFT with Russia will not be difficult, Koskin says. We have a similar system in the Central Bank of Russia and with others. The Central Bank has tested the system, and we can switch to it at any moment. He said that domestic payments account for 90% of the VTB payments and will not be affected. Across the entire Russian banking system, the share of domestic payments is even higher. So we've got so many events occurring on so many fronts right now. Right here in the United States in Dallas, we have a confirmation of two patients that have Ebola. We have five children allegedly being reported, at least exposed to one of those victims. The parents of the students in these school districts in Dallas that I mentioned are pulling their kids out of the school. On the other side of the world, we have a democracy uprising in Hong Kong, and even though it currently is sort of a hybrid mix of communism and democracy, for the most part, Hong Kong is a democratic, capitalistic city, and the kids are saying, we're done with it. You're not going to bring back communism. So it's a very interesting time that we're experiencing, and this is just October 1st. Let's go to Mike in Minnesota. Hello, Mike.
Hey, OCD, how you doing?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. It's like, I know you're not supposed to say this on the air, but I got a cure for all of this, and I think it's time I, well, take up my old job in that. I got my genuine artificial latex rubber chicken, my grass skirt. I'm putting the bone back in my nose. And I got my mojo bag with the mojo dust. I could cure this.
I'm listening, Mike.
Here, I gotta get my deal out, but it's kind of like, wah! And then, you know, and you got your little rattle and stuff. Oh, yeah, I got a black bear. I do Native American art. And, you know, spirit shields, spears, war clubs, all that kind of stuff. I make Aboriginal knives. Yeah, so it's like.
So are you making tonight's call with the bone in your nose?
No, actually, I took my earring out, too. I make all my own earrings since I got my ear pierced. So it's a past midlife crisis stuff thing. And so, yeah, so I do like, oh, what the heck is that? I got a coyote tooth, a bear tooth, a badger claw, you know, like that. I made tomahawk, or not tomahawk, a war club with a couple little turkey feathers on it. Yeah. That's
so, Mike,
favorite.
Do you get outside a lot?
No. I go to the store.
I was just going to suggest you might want to get some fresh air.
Really? Why? What's up?
Oh, no, nothing at all. Nothing at all. I mean, you're fine. We're all fine. I'm just, you know.
Get out.
What's the weather like in Minnesota tonight? Has it snowed yet?
Well, it's not raining. If you ever seen the movie The Road, that's how the weather has looked here. Off and on, more so than not, though, for the whole year.
Well, I heard you got a lot of rain up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, it was really, really unusual, but it's like just been gray overcast, and, you know, the grape crops were, you know, my vineyard was, you know, and everybody else that I know grows grapes.
Well, we got to end it there, Mike.
They got a fungus, and it's just wiped them out. I mean,
yeah, you can get a shot for that, too. Have a great night, Mike. We'll be right back.